So let's review. Zak the Mishnah. Misha hayinasi shalash nasu memeis, ksubasa shalzumana, vishalzumasaim, vishalzu shalash meis, veinsham elamana, chalkim mishaba. In the case of a man married to three wives, the first wife's ksuba was for 100 zuz, equivalent to one mana. The second wife's ksuba was for 200 zuz. And the third wife's ksuba was for 300 zuz. If he dies and his estate only consists of 100 zuz, it is divided evenly among the three wives. They each receive 33 and a third zuz because koyach shloshton shava. They all have an equal shibud for at least a mana because, as Rashi explains, shloshton nechtemu b'yom echad. All three ksubas were written on the same day. Hayusha masayim, if his estate consists of 200 zuz, shal mana naitelis chamishim, shal masayim v'shal shalish meis, shloisha shalzav. The estate is not divided evenly between the wives, because in koyach shloshton shava, the first wife does not have a shibud for the complete sum of masayim. Therefore, the first wife receives 50 zuz, and the second and third wife each receives 3 dinri zav, which are equivalent to 75 zuz, for a total of 200 zuz. The Gemara asks that the first 100 zuz should be divided into 3 equal parts of 33 and a third zuz each, and the second 100 zuz should be divided into 2 equal parts of 50 each. This way, the first wife gets 33 and a third zuz, and the other two get 83 and a third each. Therefore, Shmuel explains that the mission refers to where Bekoiseves balas masayim, labalas mana, dinu dvarm enli imach b'mana. The second wife wrote a statement absolving her claim to the initial 100 zuz regarding the first wife. Therefore, regarding the first wife, the first 100 zuz is divided among the first and third wives only, which brings the first wife's total to 50 zuz. However, the second wife did not absolve her claim for the initial 100 zuz regarding the third wife. Therefore, regarding the third wife, the second wife shares in her 50 zuz at 25 each. They then divide the second 100 zuz at 50 each, which brings their totals to 75 zuz each. Ravina explains that the Mishnah refers to a case of shtei tfisis, in which the wives confiscated metatlin, movable assets, for the ksuba in two separate tfisis. Dinaflu shivin v'chamisha b'chad zimna, u'mei v'esim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. The first tfisa was for 75 zuz, and the second tfisa was for 125 zuz, for a total of 200 zuz. The first tfisa is divided equally among the three wives at 25 each, because the first 75 zuz is mishubel lekulam, bound to all the wives. However, regarding the second tfisa of 125 zuz, 75 of it is mishubel lekulam, since they only got 25 each from the first tfisa, and the remaining 50 zuz is only mishubel to the second and third wives. Therefore, 75 zuz is divided equally among the three wives at 25 each, which brings the first wife's total to 50 zuz. The remaining 50 zuz are divided equally among the second and third wives at 25 each, which brings their totals to 75 zuz each. The Mishnah continues. Hayisham sholish meis. If his estate consists of 300 zuz, shal mana neteles chamishim, v'shal masayim mana, v'shal sholish meis shisha shal zav. Here too, it's not divided evenly between the wives, because ein koyach shloshton shava. The first wife does not possess a shibud for the final 200 zuz, and the second wife does not possess a shibud for the final 100 zuz. Therefore, the first wife receives 50 zuz, the second wife receives 100 zuz, equivalent to one mana, and the third wife receives 150 zuz, equivalent to 16 rezav. In this case too, we can ask that the first 100 zuz should be divided into 3 equal parts, and the first wife receives only 33 and a third zuz. The second 100 should be divided in 2, and the second wife receives a total of 83 and a third zuz. The third 100 goes all to the third wife for a total of 183 and a third zuz. Therefore, Shmuel explains that the Mishnah refers to a case in which Bekoiseves balas sholesh meis, labalas masayim ulabalas mana, dinu dvarm enli yimochem b'mana. The third wife wrote a statement absolving her claim to the initial 100 zuz regarding the first and second wives. Therefore, the first 100 zuz are divided among the first and second wives at 50 each, which brings the first wife's total to 50 zuz. The next 100 zuz are divided among the second and third wives at 50 each, which brings the second wife's total to 100 zuz. And the third wife receives the final 100 zuz, which brings her total to 150 zuz. Ravina explains, as before, that the Mishnah refers to a case of shtei tfisis. Denaflu shivim v'chamisha b'chadzimna, u'mesayim v'esem v'chamisha b'chadzimna. The first tfisa was for 75 zuz, and the second tfisa was for 225 zuz. The first tfisa is divided equally among the three wives, at 25 each, because the first 75 zuz is meshubah l'kulam. However, regarding the second tfisa of 225 zuz, 75 of it is meshubah l'kulam, since they only got 25 each from the first tfisa. The next 100 zuz is meshubah to the second and third wives, and the final 50 zuz is meshubah to the third wife only. Therefore, 75 zuz is divided equally among the three wives at 25 each, which brings the first wife's total to 50 zuz. The next 100 zuz are divided equally among the second and third wives at 50 each, which brings the second wife's total to 100 zuz. The third wife receives the final 50 zuz, which brings her total to 150 zuz. The Gemara cites Rebbe, who says that the Mishnah's opinion is that of Reb Nosson. However, Rebbe disagrees and says that even when the estate consists of 200 or 300 zuz, the estate is divided evenly among the wives. As Rashi explains, because all of the husband's assets are encumbered to each wife's ksuba. The Mishnah continues, similarly, if three people invested different money amounts in a business, the profits and losses are divided between them based on their initial investment amount. The Gemara cites a statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shnaim Shatilu Lekis, Zemono Bezemasayim Hasala Emtza. If two people invested different amounts in the business, in which the first person invested 100 zuz, equivalent to a mana, and the second person invested 200 zuz, Cholkin Beshava, they divide the profits equally. Rabbi and Rav Nuna are in agreement that Shmuel's ruling of Chalkin B'Shabbah certainly applies to a case of B'shur L'Charisha V'Oymer L'Charisha, in which they purchased an ox designated for plowing, and the ox was used for plowing. Rashi explains, because Ein Chalka Shel Zeh Moil B'Lo Chalka Shel Zeh Klum, one cannot have done anything without the other partner. However, they disagree in the case of B'shur L'Charisha V'Oymer L'Tzvicha, in which they purchased an ox designated for plowing, but they slaughtered it. Rabbi says, Zenoit lefima oisav, vizenoit lefima oisav. We do not say chalkin b'shabbah. Rather, each person receives meat based on his initial investment because mischalk levarv. The meat is distributed according to the ox limbs, in which the second person owns more than the first person. Rav Amnuna disagrees and says, haschar le'emtza, we do say chalkin b'shabbah. The meat is divided evenly because adaita lemifleg b'shabbah nachsi. They initially purchased the ox for plowing, in which the profits are divided equally. The Gemara explains that according to Shmuel, who ruled Shnaim Shetilu Lekis, Zemona Bezemasayim Haschar Liamtza, the Mishnah's ruling of Pichsu Ohesiru Kachaya Cholkin, that the profits and losses are divided based on their initial investment, can only refer to Hesiru Zuzichadati, profits through the actual coins, in which they started out with old coins, and as a result of the many transactions ended up with new coins, which are worth more. They each take back their initial investment based on the face value. Pichsu, astira detunisa, and losses through the actual coins, in which the coins were invalidated for use. However, pichsu v'isiru does not refer to the losses and profits through the business, in which we say chalkin shava, they divide the profits equally.